From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Russia is proposing a Security Council resolution to endorse the peace plan that France mediated between Russia and Georgia. The Security Council has been one place for debating the conflict, but there is little agreement on what, if anything, it can do. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin says what you'll see in the draft resolution is a word-for-word, comma-to-comma rendition of the six principles that French President Nicolas Sarkozy and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev agreed on last week. He called on the Security Council to endorse it, but U.S. Ambassador Alejandro Wolf said that Russia is seeking a rubber stamp to its own interpretation of the agreement. Yesterday, the Russians said they would not accept a different draft resolution that called on Russian and Georgian troops to pull back and reiterated international support for Georgia's territorial integrity. The U.S. and others say that language has to be in any resolution passed by the Security Council. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities say 153 people are dead following the crash of a Spanair jet that swerved off a runway and caught fire during takeoff at Madrid's airport today. The flight was bound for the Canary Islands off the West African coast. The crash comes during the height of Europe's summer vacation season. A Spanish newspaper reported the plane was reportedly delayed for an hour due to technical problems. 19 people are said to have survived the crash. Democratic Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones of Ohio has died following a sudden brain aneurysm. Doctors in Cleveland say Tubbs died shortly after 6 p.m. Eastern time today. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Tubbs Jones was hospitalized Tuesday night after she collapsed while driving. Doctors say she suffered a brain hemorrhage when an aneurysm burst in an inaccessible part of her brain. She was 58 years old. The Cleveland Democrat was the first African-American woman to represent Ohio in Congress. She became the chairwoman of the House Ethics Committee when the Democrats took control of Congress in 2007 and also had a seat on the powerful Ways and Means Committee. Tubbs Jones, a former municipal judge, was first elected to Congress in 1998 and was expected to easily win a sixth term this fall. She had been active in Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and later threw her support to Barack Obama. She would have been a superdelegate at the Democratic National Convention. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, the Capitol.
Campaigning in New Mexico today, John McCain defended some of the recent comments he has made about his Democratic rival, Barack Obama. McCain said Obama's position on the U.S. military operation in Iraq raises questions not about his patriotism, but about his suitability to be president.
He said, "I'm questioning his patriotism." Let me be very clear. I am not questioning his patriotism. I am questioning his judgment.
McCain again repeated a previous charge Obama would rather forfeit than win the war in Iraq. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up nearly 69 points. This is NPR. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are continuing to see their share prices driven lower today. Amid growing concerns, the government may have to institute some type of bailout plan. A move that, depending on how it is carried out, could make the mortgage finance company's stocks virtually worthless. Fannie Mae's chief executive, Daniel Mudd, again sought to reassure investors no bailout is imminent, even as shares of both Fannie and Freddie fell to 18-year lows. Executives from Freddie Mac were reportedly to meet with Treasury Department officials. Treasury Department has confirmed it is in touch with the agencies, but gave few specifics. The man who caused the deadliest U.S. train crash in 9 years has been sentenced in Los Angeles. Eddie Lynn Hurtis of member station KPCC has details.
Juan Alvarez was sentenced to 11 consecutive life terms following his conviction earlier this summer. The 29-year-old Alvarez was found guilty in June of killing 11 and injuring more than 180 others after causing a Metrolink derailment 3 years ago. Alvarez testified that he meant to commit suicide by parking his SUV on the tracks, but changed his mind and couldn't get the vehicle off the tracks. The oncoming Metrolink train derailed after plowing into the Jeep Cherokee, then crashed into a northbound train at the Glendale-Los Angeles line. Prosecutors claim the former construction worker and father of two intended to cause a catastrophe to get his estranged wife's attention. For NPR News, I'm Hedy Lynn Hurtis in Los Angeles.
Crude oil futures ended the session slightly higher today. The near-month contract for benchmark-grade crude oil was up 45 cents a barrel, ending the session at $114.98 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.